Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I appreciate your presence, as always, for this popular global show. I am in Seattle, Washington. It is a beautiful, almost spring day, and today's show is all about answering your top spirituality questions. You send me these awesome questions, and I have the privilege and humbling honor of giving you the insights that I hear and that I have observed from Spirit and in my own life. And so we're going to give a lot of good information today, and I greatly appreciate each of you who sent in questions, because, as always, you are actually asking the question for hundreds of other people who are listening. So thank you for your service in stepping forward with these inquiries. We're going to look at some very popular things, including how should I ground myself for meditation or for feeling more connected to spirit? How should I ground myself? Carol asks, is there anything bad, quote unquote, about being psychic or intuitive? That is a wonderful question. Megan has two questions. She is asking, is there a difference between a spirit guide and a guardian angel? And how do I grow closer to my spirit guide and continue to establish a connection? And then we're also going to look at the term conscious uncoupling. Now, this just came up this week as a very popular term because of the announcement from the actress Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband, singer Chris Martin, that they are going to be divorcing. But they announced this as conscious uncoupling. And so we're going to look into that term as well, because that's highly relevant to the information that is shared here on this show, as well as through my books and on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. So great stuff today, a wonderful lineup. And before we dive into all of these wonderful questions, I want to share a few announcements with you, as always. I have a new free course that is going to be debuting in April, and all of you are invited to attend or to sign up for these free courses. They are specifically marketing courses for indie authors, artists, healers, teachers, messengers, anyone looking to share more of their gifts, products, or services online. I am going to be providing you with my 15-plus years of marketing expertise, sharing with you some insights and how to make the most of the resources that are available right now. You can sign up for this program on the website ConsciousCoolChic.com, and I will be sending out more emails to let you know what is ahead, when the first course will be, and also to encourage you to share this program with anyone else that you are aware of who needs some marketing support right now. I'm excited about this program. It comes together really easily, which is always a good sign, and there's a lot of great information that is tailored to you. So check that out. It's actually called Author Awesomeness, but it includes artists, healers, as I mentioned, anyone who wants to spread their message online. The other announcement that I have is that I will be on Charlotte Sivak's radio show on April 1st. If you want to check that out, it's on BBS Radio. Charlotte was here last week. She is a very talented, amazing woman. If you listen to that show, you probably heard how Tom Cruise was the one who told her she needed to become an actress. And she shares how being in the entertainment industry for 10 years was really supportive of her intuitive development and her spiritual growth. So a wonderful story. Check out that program that was Charlotte Sivak, and that was on March 19th, if you'd like to connect with her. And if you'd like to connect with me on her radio show, which will air on April 1st. The next announcement I have for you is that I have updated my astrology forecast, so you'll want to get on my email list and make sure that you are receiving those directly to your inbox, and check out how the month ahead is going to energetically support you and work with you and what you can expect, because one of the gifts of astrology is allowing us to tune into the energies and to work with them very consciously and with the highest levels of empowerment. So please check that out. Again, on the website, consciouscoolchic.com. And I have a big announcement that I can't share just yet, which is killing me. But I had a phenomenal week, my friends, as an author, as an independent author. Some really amazing things have happened over the course of this month. I'll be sharing that news with you soon. But the most important thing for you to know is that right now, our dreams are supported on universal cosmic levels. And even when you can't see it unfolding or you don't know what's going to happen next, it's your responsibility to just take that next step, to just keep going, because incredible things can happen out of the blue. And that is such a big theme right now. You know, we see in the world all these different energies unfolding and things happening. And, you know, there's questions up right now about that Malaysian plane, and there's earth changes. There's a lot going on. But what's also unfolding are these phenomenal breakthroughs and dream revelations and new potentials and possibilities that you couldn't even fathom. And so to each of you listening, please trust and believe in yourself on a daily basis. Make a commitment to yourself. Strengthen that dream energy, knowing that it's happening now and that you're connected to it universally and that you are here to experience your dreams, to have your goals met, to follow your heart. That's really what this time is about. And, you know, of course, I'm excited about what's been unfolding for me, but I'm excited about what's unfolding for so many people, including many of my clients who are seeing these breakthroughs that they can't even, a part of them is wondering if it's real. This stuff is real, my friends, and you are a part of it, and there is always enough for every person to have their dream come together and realize, to have those next steps show up. So please continue to believe in yourself, always. That's one of the most important tenets at this time, is to never give up on yourself. And I look forward to sharing my development soon, but I look forward to connecting with you also through the program, the free marketing courses, because that program is designed to support your dreams. It's designed to help you take something to the next level. And so that's why there's all this awesome energy around it. So please check that out and, you know, know that there's a lot of good things happening right now. One more thing really quick before I start answering your questions. I mentioned I'm in the Seattle area, and the state of Washington has received international attention over the past 5 days because of this landslide that occurred in an area about half hour north of me. It's been covered extensively in the local news. It's received a lot of national coverage, and it's that devastating landslide that took out a small town. There are still hundreds of, at least 100 people still missing, 24 confirmed dead. And, you know, it's a small community, but it's made a big impact around the world. And you think about it, and you think, you know, maybe on first glimpse, it's this horrible experience. And it is. Obviously, it's devastating. It's terrible. It pulls our heartstrings. But I also need to remind us that when these events occur, even though they're tragic and they, you see people's hearts breaking, and there's a lot of good that comes out of it. And I'm actually, my words are getting caught in my throat because I have to tell you, this is a huge heart-opening experience. When these types of earth changes occur, open our hearts to each other more. We love each other more. We feel gratitude to our neighbors, to our family members, to our friends even more. This is a heart-opening experience from the bigger perspective. And from the higher levels of consciousness, we know that every soul who transitioned or died made that choice at a soul level. They said, I'm ready to leave the earth plane. My time here is complete. And they chose to leave through this heart-opening experience. You could call it a heart vortex or a heart portal. It's something that breaks open our hearts to each other even more to see how we're connected, to see how we are dependent upon each other, that we need our neighbors, that we have to pull together in communities. And it isn't just this experience, of course. I mean, this is the same energy that's present in earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, any type of natural disaster. This is heart consciousness. And I talk more about this in my book, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. I talk about the five types of consciousness on the planet now. This is a beautiful example. And, you know, there's always a time and a place for the spiritual understanding of things. It's like when something is right in front of us or it's brand new, we have to be present in the emotions it brings up, in being relatable, meaning, you know, when these tragedies happen, I feel personally that it's not time to tell someone close to the experience the spiritual significance of this event when they've just lost a loved one. You know, there's a time and a place for every type of conversation. But I'm sharing this because for those of you who are listening from all over the globe right now, know that the more you focus on your heart chakra and sending light to these types of disasters, you are sending healing energy, you are supporting a community from wherever you are in the world, and you're creating that energy and it is flowing around the globe even more. So that is one of the higher perspectives of these types of events. And as I watch the news, whether it's the local news or online or national, international news, I am very present in feeling a love for every soul that chose to transition and sending soul love to every family member, every daughter, every son, every sister, everyone who is still alive and who is now going through a grieving process. It's very important to have our conscious awareness around these events and to see how we can raise the energy with these conscious intentions. And the earth is going through big changes right now. We can't deny it. It's been happening for years. And then the more that these events unfold, the more we are going to need to activate our loving hearts and take practical steps to support people. So I know I've donated to the Red Cross. A lot of people are donating food in this area. They've had an overflow of volunteers show up, and they've had to turn people away. It's really incredible how we see the best of people when the worst things happen. And I believe we have to remember that there's a lot of good in humanity, and there's a lot of positive things that we can do to love and support each other as brothers and sisters on this planet. So please send some loving prayers to the landslide, and also certainly related news is to every soul that was on that Malaysian airplane. That is really weird, and I think we're going to get some new information in April, perhaps the first truthful information. It's energetically been very fascinating to watch this unfold, because it's part of the theme of right now, which is that the truth cannot be hidden for long. And so we will see the truth, I believe, in April. Of course, I don't know that for sure, but it ties in with some other things going on, that April is when we will have more big revelations. So let's hold some conscious energy around that experience as well. Okay, so let's dive in to our questions. And I want to start with this topic of conscious uncoupling. As I said, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin announced that they were going to be divorcing after a decade together. And the term that is used on their website is conscious uncoupling. Well, the mainstream media picked up this term. It's been made fun of. It's been, put under the microscope to evaluate, well, what does that even mean? And it's really fascinating to see how a term that seems to be quite honest is coming up as something that a lot of people are trying to figure out, and what does this really mean, and does it have any meaning? Well, it does. And here's one definition of conscious uncoupling. It's essentially understanding how the relationship, the marriage, was about two people learning more about themselves individually and how they are in relationships, and understanding that every irritation or argument or trigger or wound revealed more about each individual's healing needs. And that as they traveled down this path consciously through therapy, through looking into themselves, through knowing themselves better, there's an understanding that emerges that it's how we relate to ourselves internally that's the real issue. And that there is something within each person that is ready to grow, evolve, move into a higher expression, and that it is a manifestation of why the marriage is ending. It's because you're understanding that, okay, we've gone on this path together. We've learned a lot about each other. We've learned more about what I need and what you need and who I am and who you are. And after going on this journey together, we understand that it is time to consciously go our own separate ways. And no one's wrong, no one's bad, no one did something in the sense that it's about that, it's from a higher perspective or understanding that essentially I grew as much as I could in this relationship. I learned a lot about myself, and now it's time to go somewhere else, to move forward on my path. And quick disclaimer, I do not know Gwyneth Paltrow or Chris Martin personally, but I am providing you with an interpretation of conscious uncoupling based on what they've described and based on a bigger picture understanding. Because if you have ever been in a relationship, specifically a romantic relationship that has ended, you can give it many different explanations. You can look at it through different lenses and filters and understand it in many different ways. But in the world of self-improvement, of knowing your own energy and who you are, when you choose to see a situation from a highly conscious perspective, you are understanding your own energy, what you're here to heal, how you're here to grow, how you're here to be more of yourself, and how it is through relationships that many of those themes can be mirrored back to you. And there's lots of gold in that. It's one of the gifts of relating to others and to being in an emotional or intimate experience with another person. It's you're opening up to more of yourself as you open up to more of them. It seems to be this incredibly healthy realization that we've gone down the path as far as we can together. And I honor you, I honor me. I honor what's best for you as I honor what's best for me. And to be very conscious of this can elevate the energy in a way that takes care of both people. It's a loved base. The concept of conscious uncoupling is essentially understanding how every relationship is helping us learn more about ourselves, and that there comes a point when you are evolving out of the relationship, or you have grown as much as you can, and you are responsibly owning your energy, you're owning your experiences, and you're moving forward. And I think it's a beautiful term. I think that it's very wise even for them to introduce millions of people to this concept, because for all the fervor that comes up and all of these things that people can mock, it's also very brave to put it out there that this is what we're doing. This is what it's about for us. And it opens up more conversations and more discussions about consciousness, about being in conscious relationships with each other, and about the fact that we are each responsible for our individual growth, our individual self-improvement. And when we work on ourselves and improve ourselves and commit to healing, loving ourselves, growing, evolving, honoring our truth, we then bring in other people who meet us at that place. So it will be interesting to observe how this unfolds for each of them. You know, we do have a tendency to put celebrities up on pedestals and to assume that everything is easier for them for whatever numerous reasons, but these are two people who are living their lives, who are learning, who are doing the best they can, just like all of us. And they happen to be in the spotlight. And I think it's going to be, as I said, a wonderful opening into more consciousness concepts. So that is I hope this is a beautiful opening for more people into what this could be. And, you know, it's really easy to make fun of something new. And so it's kind of interesting to observe that, right? It's like you can take digs about something you've never heard before. You can make fun of it and mock it. But I think conscious uncoupling is a great term to describe this. And, you know, maybe any of the mocking will die down as more people become educated about what it means to be conscious. Because as you learn more about something, you start to respect it on some level, and you don't resort to making fun of it. So I think this was a great topic, very timely for today's show, and I appreciate those of you who sent in last-minute requests this morning, hoping that we would cover this. So thank you. That worked out great. Let's move on to our next question. This is from Brenda, and she asks, how should I ground myself? And this is an important practice for meditating, quieting your mind, anytime you want to connect with spiritual energy or work with anything energetically. Grounding yourself is going to make all the difference. And what does that even mean? Well, grounding yourself means focusing your intention on your body first, on the earth, on feeling very present in yourself. So grounding is feeling present. And we do it physically, but it's often to precede a mental or spiritual or intuitive experience. So how I ground is quite simple, and actually it's quite fast these days because I've been doing it for years, but I just put my feet on the floor. I uncross my legs, uncross my hands, just feel an intentional relaxation go through my body, and perhaps make sure my neck isn't stiff, just, you know, to loosen things up. And as my feet are on the ground, I just imagine energy from the earth coming up into my feet, going into my calves, legs, hips, stomach, just moving up through me to connect me to the earth, to connect me to the ground. And then I will visualize that same energy as it continues up and it goes through each chakra. Those are the visual points I use, up into universal energies. I then imagine the energy coming right back down. So down through the crown chakra, third eye chakra, throat chakra, down, 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 back into the earth. And then I feel a conduit of energy between the earth and universal divine energies. And it's, like I said, it's quite quick for me now, but you should take your time with it. Go with what feels right for you. Other ways to ground yourself can be through your five senses. So you could have a certain aroma that works for you in that it just connects you to the earth. It connects you to feeling calm and present in yourself. You can hold crystals. You can hold rocks, anything of the earth, flowers, petals, anything, again, that just connects you, physical world. And so when you're thinking of grounding yourself, you're being present in your physical self and calming it so that you can open up into the spiritual or intuitive world and the energetic connections there. There are many other ways to ground yourself. I bet each person does it slightly different, and I think that's part of the fun, is figuring out what works for you, what feels right. It could start with just holding a certain crystal or rock in the palm of your hand to feel that weight as you imagine your feet standing very firm and strong on the earth. So I hope that that is an easy explanation. Thank you, Brenda, for asking that wonderful question. You will find what works best for you the more often you practice grounding. And you can do it almost anywhere because it's simply a practice within your own body. Okay, so let's go on to the next question here from Carol. Is there anything bad, quote unquote bad, about being psychic or intuitive? And I think this is a great question because there was a time, let's say back in the 90s, when being psychic was such a rare skill or you just didn't hear about it as much. And as we have grown in consciousness, as more people have awakened to their spiritual gifts and explored their spirituality, it's opened up more intuitive skills, it's opened up psychic, and so it's led to more people understanding that they are psychic, because really we all are. Everyone has the ability to develop and hone their psychic talents, and with it there are some things you have to remember. And I wouldn't say that they're bad. You just have to be aware of energy. It's important to know that as a psychic or an intuitive, you are more sensitive to energy in general, and you are usually receiving more information than the average person. And so you also have to know how to protect yourself, how to put up shields or mirrors, or how to simply block out energies that you don't want to connect with. This is something that is so important, because if you are not protecting yourself, there are lower vibrational energies that want to latch onto you or siphon energy off of you, or many other things. And so if you're psychic or intuitive, empathetic, light worker, starseed, anyone who picks up on energies, you have to always be protecting yourself. You also have to always be cleansing your energy. And that's as simple as imagining downloads of white light and a cocoon of white light around you. Doing some meditation, some guided meditations to clean your chakras. I have one of those meditations for free on my website if you want to go ahead and grab that right now on consciouscoolchic.com. There are three meditations for you, and one is a chakra clearing meditation from 2011 that I recorded, and it's still really popular. Because people want that type of a practice. They want to know how to do that. So that is available for free. You can go grab that right now, and that will help you cleanse your energy. Okay, that's not part of the question, but it's interesting because I know that many of you wonder about that. So back to the question, is there anything bad about being psychic or intuitive? Well, you have to have more boundaries. You have to be energetically cleansing yourself more. You have to be aware of the type of, in terms of information that you're receiving, you know, here's the analogy I have. I'm going to assume that you've had your hair done, and there are a huge variety of hairstylists out there, and hairstylists are skilled in different areas. They have different preferences, different clientele, different ways of practicing their art. And some are excellent and some are not. And it's true for every profession, every area. There are different types of people within the psychic, intuitive, spiritual world. And integrity is a important quality. And how a psychic uses their talents reflects their integrity level. Just like you wouldn't want your hairstylist cutting your hair unless you initiate it, you don't want a psychic or intuitive intruding on your energy unless you request it. And so that would be one of the bad, quote-unquote, things I've observed, is that sometimes when you're psychic or intuitive, you might forget that you have certain responsibilities to not intrude on other people's lives, to not go where you haven't been requested, and to respect boundaries. So that is one of the things I've observed about being a psychic or intuitive, is that it's about respecting other people's boundaries, and that just because you have access to information doesn't mean go in and get it. This is such a big topic that I'm trying to answer it without knowing that we have a few more questions to get to. We are all psychic. We all have that ability, and there's nothing bad about it. We came in with it. It's one of the advancements of being the new human. And with all of advancements, responsibility is important. Integrity is important. Looking at your choices, looking at where you're directing your energy. And so overall, many people want to be developing their psychic and intuitive ability, which is phenomenal. We each have that free will choice to make. So if, Carol, you're wondering if you should continue to develop your psychic abilities, yes, do it. Go for it. From someone who is trustworthy and ethical. And I say that because it's important not to operate with blind faith, and to know that there are people who are in it for money, or who are in it for their own advancement, or their, you know, fame or notoriety, or and all those things that the human ego craves. I'm trying to think of how much more of this I want to share with you. Okay, just a second. Let me ground myself a little bit more. Being intuitive is important in trusting yourself. And if your intention is always to trust yourself more, to love yourself more, you should approach everything with that as a guiding principle. Meaning, when you take a class, or you connect with somebody, energetically touch in. I'm seeing a hand reaching out. Touch in to the experience and determine if you feel greater self-love, if you feel that you're trusting yourself and honoring your energy more within that class, within that coaching session, within anything. Because that right there is going to determine if it's the right fit for you. And there are sometimes when you might have the need to retract your energy because you're feeling too much information coming in, you're feeling too much of a psychic energy or something impeding on you. It's almost like I'm seeing like doors shutting. Like, you want to be able to retract within yourself and feel safe and feel protected and feel that you are using your gifts to the highest and best of your ability, and that there's nothing bad about it. So, Carol, I hope this is making sense for you, because I feel like I'm asking or answering more about what you are looking for. It brings up the issue of spiritual persecution. And, you know, it's almost like the Salem witch trials. And is it safe to be psychic or intuitive? And I think that is actually more what you are asking, Carol, is it safe? And that is a great question. And it's related to the boundaries and seeing yourself and understanding energy and how it works and making sure that you are honing your skills from someone who is wise with how energy works. And so is it safe? Yes, it is safe to be psychic. It is safe to be intuitive. It is safe to step into the fullness of your gift. And at the same time, it's also very wise to know how to take care of yourself more as you step into your gift. So I hope that gets to the heart of what you're asking, Carol. And in terms of spiritual persecution, many of us have lifetimes with that. Spiritual persecution is actually related to your soul showing up on earth and in lifetimes ahead of its time. And you had certain experiences that others weren't ready for yet. But now people are ready. Maybe not mass consciousness or the mainstream media, but there are so many spiritual seekers out in the world these days who are openly spiritual and sharing their gifts, that it's creating a safety net for more and more people to do so. And so this is healing the spiritual persecution complex, and it's helping to feel connected and that you belong. It's helping to feel stronger in your spiritual gifts, and that you don't have to hide. You don't have to hold it back. You can come out, step forward, move it into the light. And I just felt a huge energy shift with that. And I think that's really a big theme right now, is that the energy of spiritual persecution is being healed in so many ways. And, you know, it's fascinating because astrologically, it's being healed with Chiron in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces. And what's fascinating is that not only are those two planets healing it, but it's actually Pisces energy where spiritual persecution has thrived. Because in the astrology chart, it's the 12th house, it's Pisces and Neptune. Those three astrological players, if you will, are connected with spiritual persecution as a lower vibrational manifestation. So if you have in your chart strong Pisces, strong 12th house, or strong Neptune, spiritual persecution is something that you are probably working with in this lifetime, overcoming that, moving through it, feeling stronger in your spiritual gifts, feeling a divine connection with all. Now, there are other things in the chart that will reinforce this theme and this message, but it's quite fascinating right now because collectively we're healing our spiritual wounds, and that's making all of us stronger. So, that was a big question. Thank you for asking that, Carol. I trust that that question went where you needed it to go. And if you need more information, please let me know, and I will be sure to get back to you. So now we have two questions. These are both from Megan S. I would like to grow closer to my spirit guide, and I'm not sure how to do it. I recently tried to make contact for the first time, and I consider it a success. I had certain physical feelings, and I got the distinct impression that she is very sarcastic, which is when she laughs here. I want to establish more of a relationship with her. What should I do? Should I continue trying to establish contact? This is a great question, Megan, because first of all, if you have felt that nudge and that urge to establish contact, then yes, you should trust that and follow through. Spirit will always honor your free will, and it is up to us, the human being in the equation, to initiate contact. So Spirit can only do so much to get your attention or to say, hey, I'm here, I'm ready to support you. But it's up to us to initiate it. You know, we have to pick up the phone and call Spirit. So if you're feeling that energy to do so, trust it. Also, so important to trust what you're feeling. And you described some beautiful sensations you had, Megan, about you know, just in your body. And so trust that whatever it is for you is what you should continue to do. And to make it a practice, a daily practice, whether it's 5 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes at night or before you're going to sleep. You bring up such an important thing that many people want to do, Shannon, and they want to understand how to establish this connection more. So I'm glad you asked this, because what people are really looking for is whether or not they can trust themselves. And they absolutely can. You absolutely can trust whatever you are feeling, and it will be unique for you. So part of it is, you want the validation that you're doing it right, and then you also have to come back to yourself. Listening is an important part of working with Spirit, and you can do listening in many ways. You might even feel compelled to do some automatic writing and to trust what comes through in that way. This is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to play with it. You're supposed to see where this journey leads and to keep trusting yourself and what you feel and hear. And the funny thing is that it will be slightly different for all of us. And so, you know, the things you described are unique for you, and they won't be the same that everyone else experiences. So what each person is encouraged to do is to just look at the connections that you feel when you're connecting with this energy. What are the physical symptoms? What type of a voice do you hear? What type of energy comes through? And if she is sarcastic, it represents a part of you that she connects with, because the energy connection always has to be there. Actually, I've never heard of that, of a very sarcastic spirit guide, and yet if that fits your energy, that's perfect. And then it's also good information to know about yourself. And as you work with this guide, you know, you might also find that she leads, and then you attract higher vibrating guides as you continue down your path. So for every person, it's important to understand what the common threads are when they're working with Spirit and to trust that for themselves. And because, you know, you ask if there's a difference between a spirit guide and a guardian angel, and there are differences in every vibration of a guide. And so there are different vibrations with a spirit guide, with a guardian angel, with an animal guide or a totem guide. There are different vibrations with Arcturians, with stars, with any type of planetary guide. There are different vibrations with beings of light and with master guides. So there's a difference between every type of guide. And for you, Shannon, I feel that you know this answer already, and that's why, even though you're asking it, you already know. And so that's part of what is really cool about being on a spiritual journey, is that you get to figure out what the differences are. in terms of the vibrations that they hold and the information you receive. Guardian angels tend to be really soft and loving. I always see them as kind of bigger and even a little bit more transparent, whereas spirit guides have a tendency to be more physical in their appearance, perhaps a little bit more human-like, if you will, so that we recognize them. You'll have different spirit guides throughout your life often, although you might feel some stick around longer than others. A guardian angel is typically with you for most of your life, but you can also request to work with different types of energies and different types of people, different types of energetic signatures. And so if you're looking to work with a spirit guide, well, a spirit guide could be specifically working with you in your career. And if things have been hard or tough and you're feeling stuck, you know, a spirit guide who works with you around professional issues, it's almost like a special case. You're assigning them to this area of your life to help you work through. And them on a mission, you can give them certain assignments, you can help them, or they can help you in that one area of your life. So whenever I think of a spirit guide, I think of them as a specialist of sorts. And then with a guardian angel, they can be, it's really hard to describe it in certain terms. It's almost like a guardian angel has the ability to work with you on a more emotional and intuitive basis and from a higher perspective so that they can help you connect with higher parts of yourself, such as compassion or peace. Give you messages that will support your emotional nature, that will support what your heart needs. And so so spirit guide, guardian angel, beings of light or master guides, archangels, they all have a different signature as well. And they tend to work from a much higher perspective, from the bigger picture understanding. They tend to give you high vibrational energies and messages that the ego mind does not. So I hope that all of this is good for you, Shannon, and that it helps you understand more about your spiritual journey and that, you know, it just helps you to heal some of that stuff that you're ready to heal right now, and that, you know, even if things have been hard, you always have the connection to your spirit guide and your guardian angels, and even more, you know, you can open up your connection even more and work with some higher vibrating individuals. Spirit can only connect with us if we hold a certain energy. And so as you raise your vibration, you will raise the type of spiritual energies that you will connect with. And that is one of the very cool things about being on a spiritual path, is that you open up to more energies as you raise your vibration. And that you see how possible to feel supported at all stages of your path. So the guide you described, who's very sarcastic, chances are she has to be that way to get your attention, because a part of you is very sarcastic. And so as you raise that in yourself, if you choose to, you'll probably hear a different tone of voice or a different language, because then she's able to connect with you in a different way. So I hope that is informative, and I appreciate your question around that, because there are a lot of people who want to connect with their spirit guides more and who want to be able to receive those messages and downloads and to feel that they have those lines open, those phone lines open, if you will. Just like I said, you know, it's up to us on the human side to pick up the phone and call. So know that when you pick up the phone and call, that spirit is there. It's ready to answer. And when we ground ourselves and we are able to trust what we hear and we trust our messages, that is how we continue to grow on our spiritual path and to further develop our intuitive abilities. One of my guides is masculine, and he has a very distinct way of talking that I know is specifically that guide. And then I have another spirit guide who's more feminine, and she's very loving and open and has wonderful insights about human nature and specifically women. She's very much a divine feminine spirit guide, which is really cool. You can ask to have a spirit guide that specializes in certain understandings. So know that that is also a possibility here, that if there's a certain passion you have or a certain area of your spiritual growth that you really want to focus on, you can call in the spirit guide who will assist you with that. Say, for example, you're really excited about crystals. You know, ask to request to work with a spirit guide who can further that development for yourself. We have a lot of power. We have a lot of abilities. And it's up to us to request what we want and to see what shows up. So I hope that that has been empowering and a good understanding, and a good reminder for some of you about how to work with your spirit guides, your guardian angels, your archangels, your beings of light, whoever you connect with. So thank you for that question. And we are out of time. This has been a wonderful show, a very fast show. I'm going to be replaying a popular show next week, so be sure and tune in. I'm going to replay an episode that a lot of you enjoyed because I know some people missed it. So next week it will be a repeat. That will be, April 2nd, I believe. I can't believe it, April. And then as we move through April, I'm going to have more astrology shows to share with you and some more about the 2014 spiritual themes. We're going to dive into some of those special topics. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And as always, I wish you the very best on your path ahead. And check out the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, for more updates, resources, and tools to support your consciousness awesomeness. Thank you, friends. Have a beautiful day. Take good care.
I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. A moment.